So 1 Corinthians 12 tells us, 1 Corinthians 12 tells us that part of God's gift is to the church so that we know him is the gifts of the Spirit. So you heard several people give a word from God, a word of prophecy, a word of knowledge, that basically is God confirming that he's among us, that he's speaking these things. So we heard a word about God being pleased when we're giving him the things that seem small, but we're being faithful in the small things, so that God then will use that and bless. And all the words from Pastor Brandon to what was in the back to the front were all about trusting God, that God wants to use you and that God wants to flow through you to overcome not only the things that are obstacles in your own life, but that word here at the end, but there's obstacles in other people's lives that God wants to use you for. And so I hope that you're hearing that word this morning. You know, we've got a choice every Sunday whether we hold a service or whether we center around his presence. And so if you're with us for the first time, the greatest thing we could do for you this morning is let you encounter God, to be in his presence. So pray that you're doing that, even if maybe it's a little different for you this morning. But we know that the God we serve is this. It's this beautiful experience of both what is very practical and what is very out of our box. It's like he's God. He's bigger than us. And so what you're encountering this morning hopefully isn't a religious moment, but you're encountering a people of the Spirit responding to the Spirit, because God is in our midst. And we're not talking about him, we're talking to him. And we're not talking about him, we're hearing from him this morning. Can someone say amen to that? Yeah, praise the Lord. Well, we're gonna play it by ear here. We're gonna be sensitive to your time and not leave you later dismiss any later. But we're just gonna adjust to what God's saying, because in the end, really, literally, the sermon this morning is God wants to do a new thing in your life. So I guess we could talk about it. Or we could just let him do it, right? We could just let him start speaking to us in a new way. So I think there's some things that off of this sermon might be important to hear, because God's starting that new thing. So we're going to do that in a moment. I'll just give you a few thoughts from the message. But I just want you to hear this morning, the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to do what? It's impossible to please God. And that doesn't mean God's sitting there grading you. That means please God as in, like, what pleases God is you're close to him. Like, it's impossible to be close to him if you don't believe that he wants to do something in your life, that if you don't want to have faith. And the word of the Lord to every person who's coming into our church building is this: I've got something new for you. It's a new season you're entering into. And you got to have faith for that. All right? And that's what this morning, in the next few moments, we're going to have. It's just a moment to learn how to walk that out. So we're not going to learn some theory this morning. We're going to be in the middle of what God's doing in our life. So we should probably take the offering. That might be a good thing. Then Pastor Sean's adjusting on the fly right here. That's what you're seeing. But we should just take a moment to give God our worship in our giving. If you're a guest with us, we're not asking you to give this morning. We just want you to receive this morning. That's all we want you to do. Because the one thing we all love and the one thing we want to share with you this morning is him. And so if you're part of the family, you know the drill with the connection card. You can put down your praise report, your prayer requests. And also, if you are with us for the first time and you want to know more about how to connect, you can just fill in that part there. And we're not going to overwhelm you with info. We're just going to send you one letter, say this is what you can do next if you want to know more. So Lord, we are all about your presence this morning. Thank you for doing a new thing in our midst. And Lord, now that we've heard the word, mix it with faith so it becomes life to us, so it becomes reality to us. And as we give as an expression of total dependence and total joy in you providing for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, amen. All right, so I think this is what I'm going to do, if it's okay. First of all, you can go to the website to see our announcements for the morning. We do have another worship night this Wednesday. We always take the first Wednesday, and all we do is worship. We did what we did in this circle with, so I encourage you this Wednesday, 7 to 8 o'clock, and then we have a little fellowship time afterwards. Feel free to come and just keep, everybody, listen to this. what God begins, God finishes, right? So if God began something in your life tonight, come to worship on Wednesday and let him fill you up for more, right? Or however you're going to continue to say yes to him. But I think I'm just going to show you a prayer to pray this week. And thank you, Pastor Nidra and Wendell. Let me help you out. This is the end of my sermon I'm going to give you to right now, okay? Thank you, gentlemen. So I just need one of those prayers. Thank you. Right there. Thank you, my friend. All right. You're going to get this prayer right here. And it's a prayer I think the Lord's inviting us. There you see it on the screen. Would you read it aloud with me? Here we go. Dear God, today I say yes to a new routine. I am open to a new revelation. And I'm willing to grow in new relationships because I know that in Jesus there are greater days ahead. Yeah, amen. I want you to think about these words right here. These words are based on the situation of the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 11. And what I want to submit to you today, and everybody, if you want to hear this, for God to complete his unchanging plan in you, he's got to change your season. I want you to hear this. Everybody tracking with me? For God to finish his unchanging plan in you, he has to change your season. For things not to change, things have to change. Pastor Sean, I have no idea what you're saying. If I'm going to grow into all that God has planned for me, I've got to be willing to learn new things and discover new things and encounter God in new ways. So if God has an unchanging plan for my life, the only way I grow into it is by embracing new seasons. I've got to be open for God doing something new in my life to finish what he's always been trying to do. Now, I can prove this. Russ, if you got this picture. See, you can have one life but have many different seasons. That's me at 4. That's me at 11. That's me graduating high school. And this is what Sarah has to run her fingers through every day now, 23 years later. Today is Sarah and I's 23rd wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, honey. Oh, there's our fam a few years ago. So what a beautiful moment Sarah and I had when we had the altar call. Sarah came up, and I came up with her, and we just prayed, said, Lord, 23 years ago, we were at an altar, a little bit more dressed up. I actually had hair product back then to manage the craziness that I had. And I said, 23 years ago, we were at an altar in your presence, and we said yes. And now, 23 years later, here we are at an altar saying yes. Like, it's all changed, and none of it's changed. We're still dependent on you. We still need you. We're still following by faith one plan that you have for us that we've got to have faith for. We've got to have some courage for. Because every season, instead of comfort, we've got to choose courage. Every season, I've got to, instead of comfort, I've got to choose courage to say, keep me growing. Keep me moving into what you have for me. In the book of Acts, it starts out with the risen Christ, and he says one promise that we'll read through, we'll see the story of it unfold throughout the book of Acts, and it's found in Acts 1:8, where he says, you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, that's the Jewish capital of the world, in Judea, that's all the Jewish people. I'm going to take you into Samaria, that's people who have Jewish background but don't necessarily have their religion, and then I'm going to take you to the ends of the earth. And those people, they don't know me at all. And they have no connection to your Jewish culture. And a matter of fact, your Jewish culture has taught you over the past years to think that they're unimportant and unclean and not worth knowing. But I'm telling you now that that's going to happen. And what we read in the book of Acts is all these new seasons for one same unchanging plan. Because first, they start knowing people in Jerusalem, and they start winning people to Jesus there, and that's a big change. And then They go to Judea, and that starts happening, and that's a big change. And then in Samaria with Philip, and that's a big change. And then in Acts chapter 10, and you can read that today if you want, the Apostle Peter is led by the Holy Spirit to bring the message of the good news of Jesus Christ to foreigners, Gentiles, Italians, right here. And they don't know anything, and God shows up, and in Acts chapter 11, Peter's trying to explain to all the other Jewish believers, we've got to say yes to a new season. It's totally new, and we've got to say yes to it. And in that moment, I see in that story, and you can read it, these three things to say yes to, that we've got to say yes to a new routine, we've got to say yes to a new revelation, we've got to say yes to new relationships. And let me explain it. Peter is praying like he always prays, but he's praying in the new place. He's praying in Joppa, and he's like, what's he doing there? But he's always, no matter, he's in a new circumstance, but he's still doing, he has the same priority in his life. I'm going to spend time making sure I pray. And when God starts working something new in you, or if you feel stuck and wish God would be working something new in you, and I'm here to tell you, God is already starting to work something new. You don't have to ask for it. It's already happening in your life. You may not perceive it. It's already there. I'm telling you. But here's what you do. Sometimes you need a new routine for a new season. Okay? So the question this morning for you is, what's my new routine? How many parents are about to send their kids off to school? All right? New routine. Right? You're going to need a new routine because you're definitely going to have a different season. Some of us, our health is in a different season. Some of us, our finances. Some of us, our relationships. And let me just tell you this. Sometimes yesterday's routine is not sufficient for today's challenges. Okay? So you could say, well, I'm praying. I'm still praying. It's like, yeah, but are you praying in the way that you need to pray for this season? Is the routine equal to the pressure? All right? Because sometimes when we get into a place where God is calling us to risk a little bit more and trust a little bit more and hope a little bit more, yesterday's prayer routine is not going to cut it. And we just need to say, I need, and we don't get legalistic. We don't say, like, oh, I'm going to earn something from God. We just say, I need more time with him. Sarah and I always say, we'll start off the school year. And, you know, we have three kids right now in school, public school. And it'll be sometime mid-October that we'll be like, who are you again? Oh, hi. And like, because the season will have changed and we will not have changed our routine relationally yet. And it will cause us to grow apart for a while until we figure out we need to do something new for the demands on us. And then we'll figure out a new relationship routine and be like, okay, now we're okay. And what I want to encourage you to do is that happens with God. That there are times with God that as he does something new, we need a new routine. And as Peter has a new routine, God does what? Speaks something brand new to him. And in this story, what happens is God says, hey, Peter, you know all those Gentiles that you were taught to treat as unclean and as common, and like not important? Here's a new revelation. Don't overlook them. They're important to me. A matter of fact, they're mine. And here I think is a word for many of us in this room. The new revelation God wants to give you has nothing to do with something that's not already in your life. It's something you're overlooking in your life. That there's something that you're considering common and unimportant, and God's saying, don't consider that unimportant. I want you to go back and look at that again. And what I think the Lord is saying is this, that the key to us overcoming is to go back and see what we're overlooking in life. Peter realized he was overlooking the Gentiles, that he was kind of taught that they're not important, that they're not going to be important to his life. And God said, hold up, don't overlook the Gentiles. They're important to me. And Peter, you know what? Everything, the promise I gave you from the beginning, same promise, same call, but here's a new revelation. These people right here are going to be important. Learn to love them. Sarah and I, 23 years, when I was on my ninth year of marriage as a youth pastor here, and I decided for a week, God said, I want you to change up your prayer routine for that week. And, you know, I'm a professional prayer because I'm a pastor, so, you know, I was already praying a lot. And God said, I want you to change it up. That was a joke. That was a pastor joke. So I changed up my prayer routine 1 week. Nothing, no reason other than just to change it up. I'm sitting here at this prayer. Some of you know this story. And I'm praying this prayer. God, use my life. God, use my life. God, do something. I want to serve you. I want to do something for you. Lord, I want to live by faith. God, use my life. Use my, use my life. And literally in the middle of prayer said, God said, excuse me. Aren't you married? Well, yeah, you know that, don't you, God? I mean, Yeah. Why are you always praying for me and I? Why don't you pray we? Whoa. Sean, you're one with her. Why all your prayers about you? How about praying, God, use us? How about saying, God, what can we do for you? God, Lord, we want to bring you glory. And all of a sudden, when my routine was different in prayer, God gave me a revelation of something I was overlooking. I knew that spiritually we were one. I knew biblically we were one. But somehow I had overlooked the fact in my prayers that we were one. And I wasn't praying right. And that simple revelation brought a brand new season. Because what that did was that led me to pray, what can I do for my wife to help her live out what's in the kingdom of God for her, not just for me? And that led, can you show that picture again, Russ, that you showed before? The picture of our family. That prayer led me to say, you know what? I know Sarah has a heart for missions and adoption. Let's go serve across the seas. Let's go to a missionary who's taking care of orphan children. We did that. That led to God birthing in my heart. It was always for Sarah for adoption. And the only reason Caleb is in our lives is through that story. So we adopted our son Caleb right there. And then, because of that new relationship, can you do the next slide, Russ? We begin that relationship. And because we begin that relationship, we begin that relationship. And because of that relationship, we begin that relationship. Those are all Muslim elders in the all-Muslim village that I'm hanging out with. Okay, that's pretty cool. New relationships, new routine, to a new revelation, to what? A new relationship in my life. Those together, God is going to do something to blow you out of the water. I mean, just, I'm sorry, I can't say it's spiritual. It's just going to be awesome. It's going to be like, oh, you're that God in my life? I thought that was for someone else more important. No, for you. So that's the word, that all we need to do together this morning is God is starting. It's new. You're not starting it. He's starting it. But the way you want to respond, Lord, I say yes. If there's a new way you want me to kind of spend time with you, I want a new routine this season. God, if I'm overlooking anything in my life that you want to come back and say, let me give you a revelation of something that's already been in your life for a long time. I want to show you something brand new about it. What do you want to say? I am open. So in other words, God, I don't know it all already. Like, I'm not going to sit here and all my prayers are about me telling you what I already know that I wish you'd do. Maybe I'm just going to be like, anything new you want to say to me, God? Do you want me to look at anything in a new way? My church, my family, my job, my heart, my worship? Is there something new you want to say? Because I am open to a new revelation of something I'm overlooking in my life. And then I want to encourage you. And I just heard another pastor say it on a podcast. I was listening. There's no such thing as transformation without relationship. Like, if you want things to change, find some new relationships in your life. Jesus-centered relationships. I said this in first. There are three new relationships you should have in this season. You should find someone new to serve. You should find someone new to learn from. And this is a little harder. You should find someone that you should leave in last season. Like, they should not be coming with you to the next one. And that's not being unloving. That's just being honest that, you know what? That was for last season. And how can two walk together unless they agree? I know they don't agree with where I'm going with God. Leave them in last season. Make a decision. So here's the story for Cornerstone. So I usually every summer, I'm usually in Ethiopia every summer, but this year I couldn't be because of the political turmoil was there. So here I am this summer, and we have our Assemblies of God National Convention Council thing. And I usually don't go, but I feel like the Lord said, you should go. So I go to this thing. It was a real burden because it was in sunny California, so I was really sacrificing to go there. And I'm having this new routine of prayer. Like, every day is way different. And I could tell you story after story. But God starts speaking to me some new things about who we are as a church. We all know the church plan is coming, and it's so exciting what God's doing there. But God starts showing me some stuff I was overlooking right here, because I knew some changes were about to be. I mean, we're going to need some new leadership, and I love what I'm seeing. I mean, one of the big things, what God was speaking about, our Hispanic community and how to be together as the body of Christ in our community. Man, we want to pray that God continues the diversity he's building in our church body in an even greater way. I start hearing some things like that. So I'm hearing all these new things because I'm in a new routine. So I come back, and we get to elders meeting. And we get to elders meeting. The way we do elders a meeting is I bring an agenda of things we need to go over, and then what we do is we just pray. And we spend time in prayer. And we just pray until we're done praying. And then we, like, what's God saying to you? What's God saying to you? And then if we get through all that, we say, oh, by the way, let me update you on da-da-da-da-da, right? So we're in the middle of prayer time, and Chuck King, who just got back, one of our elders, we finish prayer, and he's like, where's a whiteboard? I'm like, a whiteboard? He's like, yeah, I got to show you something. God showed me this in prayer. So all of us elders leave the Keep Growing room. We go over to the other room, and this picture, he draws this. And I'm like, okay, thank you. What? And Chuck could say it better than I, but have you ever had one of those games where there are tiles and there was one space and there's like a picture that could be formed, but you got to move the tiles around until like the picture? You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Some of you, almost all of you, all right? So he draws this, like right then and there. And he says, here's what all those letters spell. The body of Christ. The first thing I was like, how did you do that? But the second I was like, wow. And here's what Chuck said. What God is telling us is that he's moving some of the pieces around in our church so that the body of Christ can be seen. Like, and Chuck said, and what God's saying is some people are moving here, and it's just to let someone through, and then they're going to move right back to the spot they always were. And then some people, they're literally moving in a different position because God's all about the body of Christ being seen for our community in new ways. Man, it blew me away. I was like, whoa, like new routine, new revelation, and that leads to new relationships. And in a moment, I'm going to actually show you the result of that. Because we've got some new people, both serving on staff, as well as some people we're considering for different leadership that the congregation will decide on in October. But we want to let you start praying. Because here's the deal. When God brings us into a new season, there should be new routines, new revelation, especially looking at the area of overlooked, and new relationships. So what God is beginning in you, fan into flame. By a fresh commitment, new routine. God, anything you want me to do differently this season? What do you want me to do differently, God? God, anything about kind of what's common and seemingly unimportant in my life that you want to say, no, you know what? This is actually really important. You should go back and look at this. And Lord, I know the introverts in the room. I know you're dying when I say make a new relationship. You know, I know. I'm sorry. But you know what? Step out in faith. New relationships. New small groups coming up, maybe find one that says, this would be healthy for me. This stretch me some. Instead of comfort, I'm going to look for courage in how I'm going to have relationships in this next season. Some of you today, it was a way step out of your comfort zone just to be in our service. So God bless you. That was awesome. And although you probably got a lot to process, I hope today something new happened in your life because you stepped out of your comfort zone and said yes to something you never said yes to before. God's all about that. Now, not only is today 23 years wedding anniversary, but today is actually my 22nd anniversary for being at Cornerstone, pastor on staff, which is pretty cool. Yeah. All of you need the applause for that one. Oh, you long and suffering people. God bless all of you. You're awesome. So because I believe that what God does is always a combination of the old and the new, same priorities, different routines of expressing them. I take this first Sunday of September, and I always do foot washing Because that's my reminder of what's always true about being a leader. It's about serving people and washing people's feet. And so what I want to do to finish up today is, you haven't just come into a service, you've been part of a family. And families pray for each other. Families spend time caring for each other. And what I would like to do is, I would like to welcome up the people that are new among our staff. And you'll notice it's in your handout there. It's just kind of a fresh look at who's serving where at Cornerstone, so you know. And part of what we're doing as a church is saying we're willing to be in a new season too. New routines. Not only are we doing First Wednesday, but starting this month or last month, we're also the third Wednesday of every month. Now we're doing an all-Spanish worship and prayer service. That's a new routine for us. Because we're like, hey, let's just do something new, see what God does. God's providing new revelation about how we're, especially in the small group area. We went from about 19 or so small groups, 20 small groups. I think, how many are we going to have in the fall? 40. We're going to have over 40 small groups coming up this fall. Like, there's new revelation. Some of us thought, oh, you know, that was kind of common. Maybe there's something fresh God wants to do in me through that. You'll hear more about that next week. But it's also new relationships. It's new people saying, hey, come serve. So you'll notice some people on there. I just want you to, just so you have clarity, on the back of the page, you'll see a group of six people who have agreed to be considered this fall. So they are people who the elders have prayed about and felt like the Lord said, you should invite them to walk with you to then, for the congregation together, to decide, should these move into the roles of deacon and elder? So by recognizing them today, we're not saying that they're already in that position. We're saying these are people who have said, I'm willing to be that in our church family, and we want to pray for them as we sense what the Lord is saying there. So I'm going to ask right now if any of our new, it's really our directors over the past 6 months, if you're here, would you come on up front? So I know Cassie's probably teaching. Jen is going to be doing, she's our children's ministry director now. Pastor Nidra moved to a family pastor position to help us coordinate both Cassie and Jen. Joel has agreed to come on as our director for community and Hispanic ministries. So we are super excited about his leadership and continuing to grow in that. Chuck has agreed to come on and do spiritual care for us, because we want to make sure, as the church is growing so much, I think we've got 20 new members to take in this month, which is crazy for the summer, but we just want to make sure the family's being taken care of in general. And so anybody who knows Chuck knows that's a beautiful thing, and we're blessed to have him there as well. And then we have Hannah, Pastor Brandon's wife, is doing our Keep Growing. She's in that right now. We're seeing God do some wonderful things. If you've been part of our church for the last few months and you haven't done Keep Growing yet, we want you to do that. Who else am I forgetting director-wise? Do I have everybody director-wise? Besides, did you circle that for me? Or, I think that's in terms of the directors. And then I'd like the people that we're considering for leadership, either in the elder or the deacon position. Would you come forward? So you got Jay, who he's willing to be considered for the elder position. King, who is also for the elder position. Then you have Kenny for the deacon position. You have Matt for the elder position. You have Winston and Maria Rodriguez for the deacon position as well. And so we're just thankful for them. And we wanted to take a moment to say in a fresh way for all of us, God, we're willing, both as individuals and as a family, to walk in the new that you want to do. And instead of being, and here's an important word, instead of being afraid of change, we want to have faith for the beauty of what you want to do. Because you're not doing something brand new. You're fulfilling your unchanging plan through changing seasons. So I'm going to invite our other church leadership, whether you're a board member, a deacon, a pastor, an elder, a spouse of one of them. If you come up, we want to lay hands on these as we come to this new moment. I'm going to ask all of us if we'd stand, and I need a whole bunch more of you to come forward just as the body of Christ. Lay your hands on these if you would together. Yvonne, why don't you come up next to Joel? That would be great. And just a number of you as a church family, feel free to come forward. And what we're going to do is we're going to say a word of prayer. And the first prayer is for you. Lord, help me be in this new season. And then we're going to pray for them. And as that's happening, I'm going to at least pull one or two of them up to wash their feet. And if you want to come forward, just to come forward, you're welcome to do that as the Spirit of God is crying out through our youngest child in the back. So we want to cry out for more of God. Pastor Brandon is going to lead us in worship, and he'll end up dismissing us. So would you lift your voice with me? Lord, we love you. Let it begin in me. Lord, there's someone right here this morning that needs to begin a relationship with you. That's the new season. You've begun it. Speak to their hearts about saying yes. Lord, saying yes to you. And Lord, we say as a church family, yes to you. New relationships, new beginnings. Father, so thankful for what you've always done and so excited about what you're yet to do. And we're saying yes together, Lord, for that. And we ask now as a church family, for each individual here, every student to every senior, Lord, begin what is new in me. Teach me this prayer, in not just by a theory, but because everything in my heart is aching for more of you. Let it be so now. Let it be so now. Would you take this moment of consecration? Pastor Brandon, would you lead us in prayer and worship?